Yo, keep the peace while I'm freeing the beast. The album set for its US and European release. I make you bounce just like a street hustler seeing police. When acrobatics in the place, the whack and seeing decrease. Receptionist. Regulator with some shit you'll never hear on no elevator.
Tom Torero, podcast 162, breaking the day game and dating rules. This is just an add-on to the podcast that was recorded actually a week ago in Munich with Anthony Hussle. After we had done a boot camp there and we were hungover in the airport, we recorded the podcast before we flew home. And I've been silent for a little while because I've been on a family jolly. That's right, living the dream with the van, less of the passion wagon side of things and more of the family bonding. That's bonding, not bondage. There were sheep, but no sexual things happened. It was a jolly around the UK, to all the beautiful bits of the UK. You might know them, the Brecon Beacons, and then it was Snowdonia, then it was the Lake District, and then it was the Highlands to Loch Ness, and then it was down via Hadrian's Wall, Northumberland, is that correct? Back down to Wales, and I'm here for about 9 hours. I'm washing my pants, and then I'm off tomorrow to a mystery day game location. I shall say no more, just to close some loops that were opened on the van tour earlier this year. But without further ado, we shall jump into podcast 162 on why the model, the day game model, the mystery method structure can only take you so far. It's a ceiling, and why after that you certainly need to break the rules. Guten Nachmittag, my cherry tomato. Hello. From Munich Airport, two men slumped on the floor, destroyed, shadows of their former self, weeping. Lederhosen discarded, schnitzel
in the underpants,
schnitzel in places where you shouldn't have schnitzel, and sauerkraut coming out of all my holes. This is the Tom Torero podcast, trying to sound positive and upbeat and cheery. And I'm sitting here waiting for my easy jet flight, quite a suitable name for this tour, the EasyJet, sponsored by EasyJet. What did you say to that cabin crew assistant?
She was looking at us and she made some sexual reference, and I said, I know what Easy stands for now.
No, not like that, as her assistant went red. I'm sitting here once again with Tony Hussle. Anthony, Papa Anthony.
A.K.A. Hasselinho.
Frau. Is Frau woman or man?
Frau is woman.
What's your male equivalent?
Herr.
That has so many connotations. Herr Hassel.
Dr. Hassel.
I feel like I've met your parents. Today we met a taxi driver who was remarkably a cock, a German cock, like Tony. And yesterday, the woman in the lederhosen serving us schnitzel was equally brutal, wasn't she?
She was like my mother.
She said, come here. She was going to spank us. So it's all starting to make sense. Me seeing Tony in his home habitat of Germany, where people call a spade or a schnitzel. You're in your element, Tony. We've been here teaching four students. We've been here less than 48 hours, I think. I knew it was a bad idea when I booked it, and I'm fucked. In more ways than one, I didn't fuck Tony Hussle, but I did get laid yesterday, I'm proud to say. Not with a German girl, with a Ukrainian. I'll tell you that story later, but...
It's all good.
Because
some is better.
She was good, man.
She was very hot.
I'm
glad I pushed you into her.
You did. And it was one of those things, if you're listening, I stopped her at the same spot where you stopped your Bosnian girl. And it was the second set of the night. So. Sometimes God rewards you for being a good Christian boy. But while I have Tony Hussle here, before he goes off and I go off, I would like to quiz you and question you about your what you actually do. Because theory is one thing, mm-hmm. and what a pickup artist actually does in the moment is another thing. So this podcast is called Breaking the Rules, as in... Hopefully by now you know the mystery method, you know attraction, comfort, seduction. I'm sure you know the London day game model. You probably know it theoretically. And if I asked you to write it down on paper, you could do it. And some of you do it in set. Perhaps you're in set and you're thinking, okay, I've done the compliment. Now I need to do, what did Tom say? Oh yeah, I need to do the stack. And I think she's hooked and da 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 da. And I watched Anthony, close up and personal. and you were clearly breaking the rules, and you watched me and you said, Tom, that's not really the London Day Game model.
No.
So it's quite evident that the model's one thing on paper, real life good game is another thing. So how do you see, I know you started off with Mystery Method and you came from the original London group, which is Mystery Method basically on the street, but what you do now is clearly not that.
I start by thinking about what I want to get out of it and then work my way backwards to the beginning of the set, and really like game is about one thing, and it's sex.
So it's so easy to forget that if you're a theory junkie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean? Like a lot of guys, they go out and they say, oh, I'm going to go out and collect 5 or 10 numbers. Yeah, okay, then you're good at number collecting, but that's just the beginning of game. Like,
begin with the end in mind.
Exactly.
It's an English expression.
It's very true. I think there's no such thing as night game or day game. There's just closing. There's opening and there's closing. It's always an interaction with the girl, and you're just opening and you're closing. And in between, you try to do the right thing to get to the close.
Your analogy is sales, yeah? You said yesterday to the students, like...
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. A guy comes into the car dealership, let's say, wants to buy a Porsche Panamera. And
Winning.
and the guy comes in and says, this is the car I want, the white Porsche. I want it now. And the car salesman
is trying to get his phone number. I'll call you back.
Now the car salesman says, yeah, it's a great car. Let me take you for a spin. Let me show you the dashboard, da, da, da. The guy wants to buy. You need to sit him down, get the contract out, get his money, and give him the car. Like, stop selling, start closing.
Closing the deal.
Yeah, and so that's the same with game. Like, if you're sitting with a girl on a date, and you know, she is what I call in the kill zone, i.e. she's ready to be taken home, and you start taking her to the next venue and the next venue, and eventually she'll say, oh, I have to go home, I have to get up, because you're missing the window of opportunity to close. So number one is, when you game, you need to get the girl into the kill zone as quickly as possible so you can pull the trigger.
We clearly went out yesterday after the boot camp, very horny after watching all these hotties and watching students close hotties. And we just shit showered, shaved, and said, we're going to get laid.
That's right.
Even better, leave your phone at home, but you know.
It's the best, yeah.
So there's that beautiful moment of the day where this is helpful. So if you're a day gamer who does lunchtime game, then like we were telling one guy yesterday, stop. You go out in the evening, you blend your day game with night game. You can call it gutter game, or you can just call it going to get laid.
Game.
And if you want to leave your phone at home, leave your phone at home. But the golden window, we started around 7:30 yesterday.
Yeah, I think 7:30, we got out of the house.
It's a real mind shift.
Yeah.
Back to the model versus reality, right?
Yeah.
Because do you agree, theoretically, still in attraction? On paper, there is attraction in the girl, there's comfort in the girl, there's a moment of seduction in the girl.
I mean, for me, attraction, I believe in attraction escalation, and I believe in comfort trust. For me, there are two elements, just two elements. For me, there's basically just comfort and escalation or attraction. I don't really see such a big separation between attraction and seduction. I think the seduction starts right off the bat. If your eyes are on and her eyes are sparkling and her hair is flying and she's touching you and...
You got a nice infield, didn't you, of a Russian?
Yeah, I got a nice infield of a Russian that I actually took out later that day, and I even have the same delay on video, so we both got lucky. You did two approaches, I did one. The only reason I get laid and you get laid quickly is because we skip parts of the model.
Yeah.
We're not wasting time with building deep rapport. Like, I knew, like, I wanted to see Tom again, so I put myself the aim of like 1.5 hours, she's gotta be in your room. So I don't have time for all of the 7-hour rule and like going through all of the steps.
Well, it gets you so far. You can't deny that at one stage you learnt those models and you learnt theory and you tried them out and you learnt attraction stuff. And we were telling the students yesterday, we were verbally spanking them in a German way, testing them, saying, can anybody give me a verbal spike, or can you give me one of the classic attraction spikes? And there was silence.
There was one guy who knew.
There was one guy. Well done, Carlo. from Italy. But if you consider all that stuff's on YouTube and it's been out there for years, not just for me, but it's on Tyler's videos, it's on old school pickup artists, the Flirting. But we used to get them from a guy called Vince Kelvin, or Baxter's Got Millions. There's classic mystery ones, you know.
We wrote it down.
And you can't learn five of them. I mean, really?
Seriously, it's so easy.
Yeah, so
just get up in the morning and rehearse five of them.
Rehearse delivery
every
as well.
Day for a month until they come. And delivery is
half of its content, half of its delivery.
Like, for example, the simplest spike you can use, and it's in every single interaction. It's coming. The girl says, "Where are you from?" You say, "I'm from, let's say, whatever, Italy." Then she says, "My name is Josefina," and you say to her, "Do you know what that means in Italian?" And she asks, "You know, what does it mean?" You say absolutely nothing. It's such an easy one, and you can do it all the time, and it gets a reaction all the time.
Yeah, well, the one I told you, that explains a lot. Whenever she says, you can smile and say, okay, that explains a lot. And she laughs, what?
Yeah.
These are old but gold, right? And if you're too lazy to go on classic YouTube videos or find classic texts, then I'm not saying freestyle from the beginning. You can't abandon a model that you don't know. But things like M3, which went on to become London Day Game model, get you so far. Yeah? Like the pedals in the car and the driving instructor or the sales model when you're learning sales, how to sell down the telephone. There comes a point, and let's come back to practicalities, where you say, fuck it. I'm going to break the rules and see if it still works. So, for example, I saw you going in yesterday to demo, you know, where you go in with a question.
Yeah.
Or you go in what sounds completely indirect.
Yeah.
But with super direct intent. Or you go in and, as you said, you're into seduction before you've done quote-unquote attraction, hook, comfort. You ask three questions in a row.
Absolutely. Like, I agree with you. Like, all we're saying is use the model and the structure as training wheels just when you start learning to ride a bike. But at one point, you're going to have to get rid of the training wheels.
Yeah. We said it to, who was the guy from Norway? Shout out to you.
Jazz.
And I saw one of his sets, the first one, his warm-up set actually, and he was bloody good. You know, when you can see the student's got the right vibe. Cheeky, accusing, sexual he was, touching. And he came back and he said, "How am I doing?" I said, "Man, you can freestyle today. You don't need to. I don't need to hear your attraction story and your spikes. Say what the fuck you want. Because with that energy,
exactly,
you could open with, excuse me, you know, can I have a cigarette? Or do you like dogs? It doesn't fucking matter.
We should make a video where you open with the shittiest crap, like, "Sorry, my dog just ate my ice cream and is sick."
Or, "Isn't it sunny today?"
"Isn't it sunny?" And then ask like 10 questions. "Where are you from? What do you do?"
Yeah.
"This is so weird." Blah, blah, blah.
Grab off the opener. Touch off the opener.
Straight away. Honestly, like, I think it's proven that eventually you will do much better by letting go of the model. Actually, what you said is so true. If you're still in sort of learning game and you're still following these rules and these processes, it will actually hinder you making progress, because
at one point,
you will be vibing very well and the girl is super on, she's giving you the eyes, she's touching you, she's giving you the right verbal feedback, and you go into your head and start thinking about, "Oh, now I need to do this and this is going to destroy your vibe and your flow. It's going to break, it's going to get you out of your zone, and that's when the model is harmful actually to your game, and that's why you have a ceiling.
Day gamers or general pickup guys who you can see have hit a ceiling, and I would say they're in the science side of pickup, and I always say pickup is called the pickup arts.
It's
artistry. And what did you say about mixing? If there are three fluids or two fluids, basically in two, let's merge attraction and seduction. How do you actually see the chemistry on the street?
Yeah, so you have attraction, escalation as one element, and you have comfort, trust as one, as the other element. And for me, comfort and trust, as I say, is a necessary element. You always need it present, because if you don't have it, you will creep out the girl and she will run away. And for me, that's like it's like a blue fluid. And an escalation or attraction escalation is like a red fluid. And I don't know if you've ever seen like chemistry experiments where they mix like two super bright fluids. So if they mix like a red and a blue fluid, like they kind of like mix in this very
dancing around.
It's yeah. Very it's like this soup of red and blue. And for me, it's always like this. At any stage in the pickup, there's red and blue elements and they're mixing. And depending on where you are, at the beginning it's more red because you're building attraction, then you're going into comfort, the picture becomes more blue, then you're spiking it, so there's like flashes of red, and eventually you go into like taking her home, it becomes very red, you start touching her and you start fucking her, it's just purely red, right? There's, I mean, it depends.
Or probably you feel a bit of LMR coming on.
So yeah, okay. If you feel LMR, you take the gas off.
That's the clutch control, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
I used to call it slightly different, but I along the same lines of polyphonic. You know, like your favorite artist, Johann Sebastian Bach,
yeah,
the king of thrash rock, in his little castle, wherever he was, in Leipzig,
yeah,
in his leather pants. He was a player, apparently, Johann Sebastian Bach, fat bastard with loads of kids, yeah. So well done,
Johann Sebastian Bach.
His big organ pipes. Yeah. But he says three separate lines of melody.
Okay.
You weave them together and you get polyphonic music, this glorious Johann Sebastian Bach stuff. So it sounds fucking complex, and that's not helpful to the beginner, I understand. I still think as a beginner you should even pay respect to the science of pickup and think, what the fuck is attraction, what is comfort, what is escalation, what does hook point mean, how do I qualify her?
Yeah.
But then there's a ceiling.
Ceiling.
And you got to be brave enough to go out, like you go out and test something, you have a hypothesis and you test it, yeah?
Yeah, for example, I mean, I think you will agree with this, that the stuff that looks really good on video, which is flashy, which is attraction based, that usually results in flakes. So because I believe that you need only minimum comfort and you believe more in investing and flipping the script, I for myself had the thesis, can I break through that and get girls with my very high escalation, high attraction material out? And yesterday you saw it.
Yes.
I mean, I have the video. The girl is stunning. It was very attraction based. She came out. I got her home.
You
total interaction time, 1.5 hours.
With a break. That's the critical bit.
There was a break.
Where she can
but
get
cold. But you saw
feed.
Me texting her. How quickly did she reply? It was a 5-minute text and we had...
That is definitely you. That has always been you, your style of game.
Yes.
So a bigger question might be, can a beginner replicate you just by watching you on YouTube?
I think this, like, you need to know who you are as a person. Like, this is the same question I could give back to you. Can somebody become Tom Torero?
Verbal, yeah.
Because your verbal game is like, you have the bamboozling, you open 5 different loops, she doesn't know where her head is spinning.
Yeah, and then you've got a low energy silent guy. Do you remember John Matrix?
Yeah, John Matrix, even like, it feels like he's gaming in the library when he's on the street.
Yeah.
But like, you have to know your character and then you have to emulate that person. And first you like learn the normal model, but then eventually you have to become either someone like me or like you, where you have to freestyle but according to your character. So if you're like the quiet guy, it's much better to be like John Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like the verbal, like artistic guy, maybe it's more suitable for your character to be you. Or if you're like the super extroverted kind of guy that likes beers, maybe it's better to be like me or like Baxter or something.
Yes.
No, don't be Baxter, that's too complicated. I'm joking.
But even Baxter, like I told you, when I watched him in Russia doing his day game, you would look at it and think, okay, he's doing flash game for video. But because it's him, she came out. And that was with a delay and texting. So it's not about just, because sure, you can pump a girl's temperature for same delay.
Right.
Everyone should do that, even the quiet guys. You should, for same delays, you hit her buying temperature high and you pull home.
Right.
Or if you're doing night game, boy, you know this shit already.
Again, but you shouldn't close a client, as this is where it sells. You should not, I agree with you, you can pump the buying temperature, but you should also convince the client, which is the girl, on their logical level, because if you pump state and pull home and close, the next day you will get buyer's remorse.
Or even pre-sales LMR.
Yeah, or you get a lot of fucking LMR because she'll wake up once she's on your bed. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to, like, eventually you'll have to logically convince as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, the congruency of character with...
That's the pickup word, congruency, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
Yeah. Okay, but implementation versus theoretical, yeah?
Yeah.
How much material do you think a guy should learn at the beginning? Baxter used to say 80% material, then 20 freestyle, and then after a few years it's 20% material, 80% freestyle.
Yeah, it's, you said this to me at some point of this trip. I think that's extremely true. At the beginning, you learn probably 80%, and then you go down to 10% or 20%.
We were probably learning more. We were close to 90% material.
True, I was a lot of material. I'm still a lot of material because I can't. It's like a comedian. If he has a proper stack, he'll use that, and he know it'll hit.
Yep.
To ask any comedian, they will go out, they will test their material with small audiences before they go big. They already know their jokes are working. Why would I want to try out my jokes that I'm not convinced they're working.
But also there's that you enjoy testing new material, and you do freestyle, of course. I saw you,
but
we've got videos of us now with waitresses and airline stuff. That is when I feel creative.
Me too, I agree.
But I'm improvising around a structure.
But what you're doing, and I think what a lot of people don't understand when they say, but Tom, you're just like amazing because you just come up with these lines. It's not true. The difference between advanced and beginning is the advanced guy recognizes the pattern of a joke and can take on the contextual information and weave it into a pattern such that it is delivered in a way that it creates an emotional reaction on point. So you are repeating patterns with new information versus a beginner just uses the complete pattern plus the information preformed. And that's the difference.
He's convinced that it's the one-off thing that works. He doesn't see the meta.
He doesn't see the meta.
That spike has the same principle
that's
as that
Rob
spike.
That's what Rob
does. Yeah, Rob Baxter can create a routine like that based on an old principle.
Yeah. It's the old formula. It's like he's still making pants, but this time he's using jeans instead of satin. If that's any good analogy, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's the same structure, it's just a different context.
Yeah. And if you know someone's game well enough, like I know your game very well, too well, deep inside. And we both know Baxter's game inside out. You spot them, and I enjoy his freestyling, but you spot the old but gold routines, you know?
Right, exactly.
All right, well, before we board our easy flight back to London, any sweet memories from this trip? I've seen you do some funny shit. I guess it's on a video, is it? You'll do a classic Tony edit.
So the whole day, like, the morning was very good. Vibe-wise, then it was harder.
After lunch, interestingly,
it was a lot harder. It reminded me of London, vibe-wise. The girls are pretty good in Munich. And then I only could do one set because I was waiting for you and the students were waiting. So I did this one quick instant date for 10 minutes with this beautiful Russian girl.
Yeah, Barbie.
Yeah, and then we went home and we had a little shower. You got your Ukraine
separately.
Yeah, I was texting actually. I was texting with another.
Oh, that's a good story. What was her name? We can say her name.
Xenia.
Yeah, and if you've taken in the Soviet Union, your phone will be full of Xenias, Anastasias, Annas, Marias.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you didn't even realize.
I didn't realize. I was like texting. I was going to WhatsApp Xenia. Oh, that's her. I start texting with this girl.
She says, "I have plans."
She's like, "I have plans for tonight." I'm like, "Okay, that's weird." I wait a little bit later. She says, "Actually, I'm free." I said, "Yeah, I'm with my friend." She says, "Oh, I also have a hot friend. You and your friend, and me and my friend, we can meet." I say, "Okay, let's do it at 8. She said, "It's 8 now."
It was 7 o'clock.
It was 7, right? So then Tom said, "Well, she must be in Russia or something like that." And then I was like, "Oh fuck, that's the wrong Xenia." I'm texting. I was already showing off. See, Tom? See, attraction works.
I already had a hard on ready for this double date. Oh, I've got it. Got the lay. Cheers, man. Oh, it's the wrong girl. But you texted the Xenia.
So I wake up. I'm like, I wake up from that horror texting trip, and I. text to write, Xenia. And she's on with 1 second. I say, let's meet at 8. She says, no, let's meet at 7:30. I said, okay, let's do it.
A beautiful footnote to this story is that she'd come to Munich to stay with a couch surfer. And yeah. If you're a snake seducer, you'll know that hustle.
Wanted to take her out.
Of course, he was going to give her the Munich Stein tour. And Anthony Hustle came and undercut the...
Yeah, I amoked him.
The tourist, yeah.
Yeah, I amoked him. I told her, yeah, you should go with him. Probably he does this a lot. He gets a lot of Russian girls.
Oh, he's a nice guy. He sounds perfect.
He sounds perfect.
I mean, sounds sweet.
She's like, no, I don't want to go. No, I think you should really go.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't want to go.
Could be a future husband. I mean,
yeah.
You should introduce him to your mom.
I said, I would take you out, but he sounds like really solid, and he deserves to go out with you because he got you all of the accommodation. Probably he brought you food.
I gave
him the provider frame, and she jumped out of it. No, I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I said, listen. Maybe I can see you, not sure.
And then, bish, bash, bosh.
Yeah, she came out. I took her home, 1.5 hours, all on video. You banged yours. I went back out to some night game.
Very little game in mind, I have to confess. She was hot. She was one of the hottest this year. And I have to thank Tony Hustle, because would I have opened her on my own? I wasn't feeling that good. I think, I'd had a sleep and then had a shower. And good being with your old wing, because you pushed me immediately into a Russian. That woke me up. And she was the second girl. And she was obviously Ukrainian. And if you've spent enough time in Ukraine and Russia, you know how they tick.
I always
say to you, once you've worked out the Russian puzzle, it's fantastic.
Don't tell them the secret.
All the classics came out. How do you know from Ukraine? And suddenly, just talking about beginning with the end in mind, I knew the end, which was to walk us up our street, which was by the train station. And after a beer, she said, no, I am not going this direction. So my brain's starting to shit itself, plan B, plan C, plan D. So I remembered last year with Craig, so I randomly said, let's go to the English Garden. And thank you to the Day Game Gods. As we got to where those lions are by the English Garden, there was a German wine festival pissed people on the park. It was a filthy atmosphere already.
Girls in
really tight lederhosen and costumes.
Nice. Dindles.
You couldn't buy a glass by... You couldn't buy wine by the glass. You had to buy a fucking bottle.
Oh, that's a shame.
What a shame. So we're in a park, and then I managed to go to hers. But yes, a bonus. But it was more interesting to see your game, really, after I haven't seen your game properly for, 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
He's got
better now, man.
Even more shit.
It's better now.
It's gone.
I mean,
guys, let's just say it's gone down a lot.
It's gone down the gutter.
Down the schlong.
It's been a schlong day, as I used to say.
It's very good. I think we were asked, you were saying to me, what do you think my game's different? And I said to you, I think you're less funny. I would say you're more aggressive in an obviously consensual way.
Yeah.
And I think you're more efficient. In the old day, we used to be a bit more like a scattergun.
Yeah, we were just having too much fun.
We opened a lot of stuff and we were a little bit dancing monkey back in the day.
A little bit. I still tend to like enjoy it a lot.
But
now I'm
seeing your eyes.
I wanna get down to business.
Yeah. That's his Autobahn game, yeah?
I did some Autobahn game. I did some night game as well. I was texting.
Why didn't you have your profile picture as David Hasselhoff?
Because it's gay. If you have yours like Louis Theroux.
Shut up. Borat or Brunner.
Pamela Anderson.
Brunner.
You should wear a blonde wig. Like, what's that guy called from Wedding Crashers?
On a Friday, I do.
What's the guy called from Wedding Crashers? The blonde guy?
In real life.
Wilson or something?
Owen Wilson. The rom-com man.
Maybe we should do that, dress up like Owen Wilson.
No, I want to be the... Who's got the real game? Vince Vaughn, baby.
Vince Vaughn. Stop projecting on me.
Do you think he's like that in real life?
I think he's amazing in real life.
A cock in real life.
I can just tell that.
Because Will Ferrell, you see in every interview, is a genius comedy cock.
But Will Ferrell is more funny, I think.
It's funny, but I reckon he's banged.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Talladega Nights, that's the real Will Ferrell.
That's amazing.
Dirty.
That's amazing.
Shut up, Chip. What did you ever do except produce a hot daughter? I like my Jesus in a tuxedo.
I like my Jesus like wearing, what does it say, a Leonard Skinner shirt and with angel wings, singing lead.
I make the money, so I say the grace.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Gatorade. Yeah. Cools you down.
Watch the outtakes on YouTube. Type in a Will Ferrell's Talladega Nights commercials, and he's got all these, he's advertising.
The guy that I'm emulating at the moment is Don Chon.
Dalai Lama.
Don Chon.
Yeah.
My, what does he say? My pet, my right. Yeah. My church, my. I don't know. It's very funny. That's a really good movie to watch, by the way.
We should finish it there, man. You gotta check in.
Let's check in.
Check in, check out.
And check out my YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm publishing the book. It's a bit more advanced, and it's crushing a little bit the old models. It's
so there will be no links on this channel.
There will be no links. I'm dissing everybody.
All links will point to the Bible on Amazon.
I will monopolize the pickup industry. There will be a cult. Anthony Hussle will be the leader.
Guys, it's a two-page PDF. Have no fear. he's had to draw pictures because his vocabulary is not very...
Stick figures, man. Eating bratwursts.
On that positive note, we shall say I'll be the same.
I'll be the same. Under shit you wanna be learning. Jesus, Jesus, we're rocking the sleeveless. Wife beater, I'm the motherfucking mic breather. Sing your chest when I whisper fresh. Brother, think of death, then you sing to death. Take a breath. Make a left at the door if you ain't ready for the roar. Carnivore, power swords that bust through armored doors like a battering ram. I'm shattering.